We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last two lines of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Boyi Rava, Tzorach Shia LaMalkus or Ein Tzorach Shia LaMalkus. We learned that in order, if someone becomes Tami in the Azara, in order for him to be Chayiv a carbon El V'Yared, he has to either be Mishtacheveh towards the Pnim, or if he has a Shehiyah, which means he waits a certain amount of time and he doesn't go out, then he's Chayiv a carbon. The shaila is, what about Lagavi Malkus? Which means, if you warned him for Malkus, and Hisur Boy, Shaloi, Lamoid, Va'amad, Pachad Shia, which means, in a case where you warned him, wasn't a shaila of carbon, a shaila of Mazid. The shaila is, for Malkus, do you need a Shahiyah or not? Dr. Gemara, really, it's real, the whole thing of Shia is really Lacham Moshe Vesina, and the question really is it Lacham Moshe Vesina Dafgo, Lagavi carbon, even Lagavi Malkus? Tzarach Shila Malkus, ain't Tzarach Shila Malkus. The carbon can be Shia, the Malkus can be Shia. This is the halacha of Shina Dafka for carbon and not for Malkus. Oy Dilma, Befnim can be Shia, Loishna, the carbon, Loishna, Malkus, Teiku. Or maybe Dafka, inside the Azara, that's where the halacha machine is, and then either way, it's style of carbon, style of Malkus. The halacha is that if you become Tummy in the Azara, and the Chi of Tumma is Dafka after Shia. Sai for carbon, Sai for Malkus. That's the question. Do you say, for Malkus already, Yechayiv after 1 second of being inside their tummy? Or do you say, it needs Shia also, which is a certain amount of time, let's say, you know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, just like you find that for carbon, there's a lot more, you know, 30, 40 seconds, maybe here also. Or Malkus is different than carbon. That's the Shaila, Teiku. We don't punish the Shaila. Boy Rava. Rava is not a shayla. What about Tola Atzmoi Ba'aver Azara Mahu? Which means he did not mamish stand on the floor of the Azara, but he was Shoya, he waited in the ear of the Azara Mahu. So here it's a little bit different shayla. Here the two stars are, is it Chayev or Potter? Mahu. Ki Gimiri Shehiya. When do we learn there's a Din Shehiya? Shia the Basa Shtachava. Only something, it's possible to do a shtachava, and instead we're saying that waiting the time of a shtachava is also enough to be chayiv. But here, the lav basta shtachava, we're here, you're not on the ground, you're just in the ear of the azara, you're being hung, suspended in the ear, maybe lo gemiri. There's no din of shihiyah, because it's not possible to have a shtachava. Oy dilma, befnim, shihiyah. Gemiri, maybe it's a din inside the Azara. Lo yishtar de bas shtachava, lo yishtar de bas shtachava, teiku. Now here the Shah is a little bit different than the Shah before. The Shah before was that Malkus, you're definitely chayiv Malkus for waiting in the Azara while you're tameh. The Shah is it even less time? Or do you have this cool off until Shahir, you're potter? Here the Shah is completely different. Here the Shah is there a din Shahir at all? Is there a chayiv at all for being suspended in the ear of the Azara? Is there a chayiv at all? Maybe there's no chayiv at all, because the whole chayiv of Nitma Ba'azara is a chiddush. You didn't come into the Azara, you came to me in the Azara. And the shayla is, are you chayiv at all? And that, teiku. And the next two shaylas will be similar to the first shayla. The shayla is it for 1 second or more time? Bayer of Ashi, Timei Atzmai B'mezid. If you became Tomei B'mezid, Mahu. Maybe Dafka Ba'inis Gemiri Shehiya, B'mezid Lo Gemiri Shehiya. Which means, this Nitma Ba'azara, we are assuming that the normal case of Nitma Ba'azara is that he became Tamei Ba'oinis. Now, that's for sure that we're handling over here a case where is Shiloh of Malkus, which means Rashi explains like this. M'tim tzoloimar tzoruch shia l'malkus b'tumas Oines v'shias mezid, tumas mezid mi boy shia oiloi. The case of becoming tame of a carbon is usually a case of oines, because if it became tame of a mezid, it could be that's a din of a mezid. It's not so partial that would be a din of a shogi for a carbon b'chlal. So we're talking about a case of a tumas oines usually. Now what happens if someone tame himself a mezid, and then he stayed in the mezid as well? So now, in Tim Tzoloima, that by Malkus is a din Shia, which means Tumas Oines and then Shehiyas Mezid, in Tim Tzoloima, Yechayiv, that the Shehiyah, you have a skula of Shehiyah. For Malkus, what if you made yourself Tomei Mezid? Maybe there it's worse, because there's no Bechlal Lachamash Vesinai on such a case of Timei Mezid. Let's read it in Tzom one time. Tima atzvei meizim ma'u ba'oynis gemir shia. Only by oynis do we have lach ma'ashina shia meizlo gemir shia. Oydilma b'fnim gemir shia. The shihia din is once I become tamei b'fnim. Lo'yishna ba'oynis l'shem meizid teiku. And again, we're saying from Rashi that we're learning that the shaila is the gavi meizid. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos Malchut Tima atzvei meizid says sarach leimar the b'shah shetimei atzmoi lo yada shahoya b'mikdash. The yoda v'tima atzmeizid afil shach acher lo mechayev carbon lo yishav midiyasu v'yom malchus tzarich loymar lo hishu boy ela achash tima atzmeizid v'yom hishu boy kaidim lo boy yishia k'rish leil. He's saying the Taisa is really avoiding this question, but Rashi is going into him to loymar. Taisa says a few cases how it's possible it's not amazing over here. Either pshat is you didn't warn him until after he was mitama himself. Taisa a few different halachim, but we're learning like Rashi's pshat. It's an intim to loymar that yichayev by malchus is a din shehiya. In the time of the Din Shiva Malkus, what happens if Timei Atzmoi b'Meizid? Boyer Avashi, Nazir b'Kever Boyer Shiva Malkus ain't it tzarich. Now, Nazir is another example where you have a chiyuv to leave the basic forest in a case when we're talking about, like Rashi explains, that you came in and you became Tamei ba'Oynis. What was the case? You came in a Shida Teva Migdal. He was going through a basic forest in this oil, in this wagon, covered wagon, that was completely a separate oil, and, or it wasn't a wagon, because oil was a shayla of oil, zarok shma oil, someone was holding a chest, and he was in this chest, he was completely protected, as nazir from the basic forest. And someone went ahead, and took off the roof of this chest, or the wall of the chest, and the floor of this thing, and now he landed up being metama from the oil of the basic forest. So he's an oynis. It wasn't his fault. Someone broke up this thing he was in, this chest he was in, this dresser he was in. Someone broke it up, so he became tamei. Now he's chayiv to leave right away. So if he doesn't leave, then he's chayiv malchus for the naziris. The question is, because now he'll become tamei. The question is, does he need shehiyah or not? Maybe he chayiv immediately, or maybe he needs shehiyah. So nazir b'kever boy yishila malchus ain't it tzarich. What's the shaila? Bifnim gemir shia b'chutz la gemir shia. Maybe this whole din of shia is only in tuma ba'azara, but not tuma v'nez nazir. Oydilma ba'oynis gemir shia lo yishtam afim lo yishtam b'chutz. So maybe any oynis is then there's a din shia lo yishtam afim lo yishtam b'chutz. The Rishonim speak out lav dafka ba'oynis gemir shia. Even not ba'oynis, which really the Gemara's shaila before, but the lav dafka ba'oynis gemir shia. Even it would be gemir shia, but the Gemara shaila really is, or maybe any time you have to leave the place, you have a din shehiya. Lo yishtom afim, lo yishtom v'chutz. Take. And the question is basically, does nazir bekever also only chayiv malchus when there is shehiya or not? Either you say no right away, immediately you chayiv, or maybe nishia, just like we find by tuma ba'azara, and Mark comes out teiku. We're not being punished to shaila. Baloi ba'arucha. It said in the Mishnah that baloi ba'arucha, if he went a long way out, is another case how he's chayiv. If he becomes tamei da'azara, he has to leave immediately. Not only has to leave immediately, he has to go the shorter way. If he goes the longer way, he is chayiv b'ktzara pata. Amar Rava comes with a chiddush, and he says, "Ktsara sha'amru, the din that if he goes out the shorter way, his potter is afilu ekev b'tzad goydel. Even if he walks very slowly, he walks like tiny footsteps from his ankle to his toe, and he walks very slow. But afilu koyam kul, it takes him the whole day. But as long as he keeps on moving, he's not waiting, and he's going the shorter way out, the short way out." The halach is his potter. So Rava comes with a chiddush. There's nothing to with zman. The ktsara is the din. The din is you go out the shorter way, you're potter, no matter how long it takes you. That's what Rava is mechadish.
Did that have to do with
his gezunt? Nothing to do with his gezunt. If he walk, doesn't have any shiur, he walks like that. He walks out. Akol yom kuloi. The halach is that he is potter. Boy, Rava has a shaila. Shias mahu shiat starfu. What about, we know, let's say Shia, so we'll just call it for argument's sake, it's 30 seconds is how much a Shia is in order to be Chayiv. Do you say that it's Mitzarif? You walk, you stop. You walk, you stop. Is it Mitzarif altogether 30 seconds or not? So Mara asks, the Tif Shleim of the day, why don't you learn out from what he said himself? He said you walk slowly, you're potter. It sounds like it's not mitzar. So like, well, no, it's not a shy. It's not the same case. Case hasam the loy shah. There, you didn't wait at all. You kept on walking. You didn't stop for a second. But maybe if you stop, it is mitzar, and Rava seems like he stays with a shayla. Boimene abaya mirabba. Abaya shah from Rabba. Boloi ba'arucha shir katsara mahu. It's interesting, shayla. Shayla like this. You went out the longer way, but you ran very quickly, and it took the same amount of time as a shorter way. Mau. Shir gemiri. Maybe the whole din of katsara is just a shir. V'chi boloi ba'arucha shir katsara potter. And if you go the longer way, but you're making the same time as the shorter way, you're potter. Or maybe dafka barucha is chayev, and no matter what, and ksara is potter. So the shayla is it a shear or is it mamish technical? The ksara is potter, rucha is chayev. Frank, there's a very simple question. Why don't you make poshut from Rava? Rava said before that you go at the ksara very slowly, you're potter. So you see, it's nothing to do with shear, it has to do with the ksara. So Frank, there's a shayla. So there's two mahalachim. One mahalach is Taka, he didn't know Rava's halacha. The other mahalach is that it's, you could say different. Say, Rava, that's for sure that Katsara is a ptur. Because the halacha machine is, you go out Katsara, you're potter. No matter how you do it, your Katsara is potter. But now, it's a new shayla. When I say Arucha, do I mean that it's that amount of time? Maybe if you do less amount of time, it's better. And to do the time of a regular time of Katsara, maybe that's better. It's like a new shayla. That's what's not a pshitus, but either way, the Gemara answers like Rava said, really. Amalei lo nosta arucha lidoches esli. You can't be matter arucha even if you run. And if you what Rava said, it's very gishmak because there's a din arucha and a ktsara. And that's the Itaka Paskins. That Rava Taka answered lo nitna arucha lidoches esli, which means it's not a shear. What it is arucha and ktsara. So really, we have Rava and Rava really saying this idea that when it comes to arucha and ktsara, it's the facts. There's arucha and there's ksara, and that's it. There's arucha and ksara. And no matter how you do it, if you go the long way, you chay, if you go the short way, you pot. Mask of lo Rav Zeir is a kasha on Rabba. El the kaimelo, we know there's halacha in Masechtas Sanhedrin that tamei shishimesh, if a tamei did avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, he's been misa shemayim. So it sounds like it's not chayav koros. The shayla is, how is it possible? Typically, he's chayav koros. What does he do avoid it for? He's chayav koros. What's the case exactly? Heichim v'shkachaslo. What exactly is the case? That's poshut. If you came tamei and walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayav already koros for that. So, well, what exactly is the case that tamei shashim v'shemiso, like, where's the koros? Heichim v'shkachaslo. Ida lo yishah, if he didn't wait any time, heichi avod avoidah. If he came to me in the Azara, he ran out, so that's why he's not Chayiv Karas. So he's a Chayiv Misdei Shemayim. How can he do Avoidah? There's not any time. Either Shah, if he waited enough time to do Avoidah, so he's a Bar Karas, that's the Shehiyah of being Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. So what exactly is the case that he's Chayiv Misdei Shemayim? So Gemara says like this, Yam Bishlamo Shi'ura Gemiri, if you learn not like Rabba and Rava, if you learn that there's a Shir, which means there's a shear of katsara. You have to get out. It's like katsara takes 2 minutes to get out. You have 2 minutes to get out. And when it comes to arucha, it's 3 minutes. So that's the shear of gemiri. Mishkachas law, it's possible that you would have been potter, but you did avoida, made the chayim in the shemaim. Why? The honest nafshay of katsara of avoida. It's very possible like this, that you the halacha is also that Rav Zera assumes, it's very simple like this, that when it comes to a shahiyah, you get to, if you learn that katsara is a shir, if the walking has a shir, let's say it's 2 minutes, and shahiyah is 30 seconds, so really you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to get out. If you get out by 2 minutes and 30 seconds, then you're good. So here, you did avoid, that took you 30 seconds, let's say, and then I rushed out of the katsara in less than 2 minutes. Once I did that, so then I'm not chayiv karas. The only chayiv misdei shemayim because I did avoida. So I have a case how it's possible to get out without a problem and do avoida. And the only problem is misdei shemayim because I did avoida. Without a shiyah, you get out without a shiyah. Even though I did avoida, avoida takes time. Shiyah is 30 seconds, takes avoida 30 seconds. But so what? I ran out and therefore I wouldn't be chayiv karas. Only chayiv misdei shemayim because of avoida. But if you learn that the gzeres akosav is that there's a din arucha and ktara, so that means that there's no shear. So here, once you had a shahiyah, so you chayiv. And I don't care how I did the ksara faster, it makes no difference. Just like you're saying, arucha, if you do faster, it makes a difference. So ksara makes a difference faster either. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha is that it's a raya, that it's a shir, and not just a gzeres kasha of ksara and rucha. Because if there's a gzeres kasha of ksara and rucha, so how is it possible to do avoida? Anything to do avoida, you did a shir. I ran it quickly, makes a difference. Ksara is a ksara, arucha is arucha, it's more than shir. Once I'm saying that I'm working with the time, so then arucha also, if I get out quicker, I should be able to be potter if I get out quicker, because everything's telling you in time. If you're also shir, the meshkachas law, they only chayim is the shemayim, the honest nafshe, the ksara of avoida. That you did avoida and then you ran out quicker. Ella on top of your zayin on base. Eli Armas Dafka Gemiri, that it's Dafka, Heichem Ashkachas, how is it possible to Chayv Mishmish Mayim? The Gemara's question is, how is it possible to have Tom Mishmish Mishmish Mayim? You always Chayv Karas. Anytime you did Avoida, it took 30 seconds, you have a Shia. And the only way possible is if you say that Ktsara and Arucha is a Shia. That's Rav Zera's Kasha. Oma Bai Mai Kusha, I'll tell you how it's possible. Mishkachas law, we basically say that there was no Shia, and still, it's possible to Avoida. Meshkachas lagun shabah b'ktsara. He went out the ktsara way, and it's exeris kasha. You have to go to the lachom machine. You have to go to the ktsara. Mixed with him in time, and he walked out of ktsara. He have a hafak b'tzinura. He did a very quick avoida. He just turned over one of the pieces of meat with a pitchfork, with a fork. Because Ravuna, don't Ravuna, zar shah hafak b'tzinura, a zar that turned over a piece of meat with tzinura, chayiv misa, yechayiv misa. So it's not a big deal at all to do avoida without a shia. The kasha was, how is it possible to not be chayiv kara? So I'll tell you how it's possible. He didn't do a shia. He went out b'ktsara, and for a second, he turned over a piece of basar or imurim on the mizbeach, and that's called the avoida. So you're only not chayav karas because no shia, but you are chayav misa shmaim because of the avoida of zar shehapach betzinura. Just to explain this halacha, zar shehapach betzinura gufa amar avuna zar shehapach betzinura, a zar that turned over one of the imurim on the mizbeach betzinura chayav misa hechidami. If it's a type of matziv that you wouldn't have turned it over, loyma akli would not have gotten burnt. Pshita, it's pashut that it's avoida. What's a chiddush? Rav Huna says zar shavak betzinur is chayiv. A zar that did avoida is chayiv misa. That this is called avoida. Of course, called avoida. Wouldn't have been burnt without it. Read loy hafach bu nami makli. If it would have happened anyway, my cover. What did you do wrong? Why talk as a called avoida? So I'm like tzricha di loy hafach buhu. Meichli b'tarti shoy. We would have turned it over. Would have got ukol in 2 hours. V'hashto makli v'chatcha. Now we did it in 1 hour. V'akmash lo nuchal kruve avoida avoidi. Anything that's mekarav da avoida is avoidi. Anything mekarav avoida is called avoida. So akaponim, that is the chiddush of Rav Huna. The mekarav is called avoida, and therefore, if you're Rav Huna, that's called avoida. You don't need shia. The one that have in the hell that to do avoida need shia. Avoida is a real avoida. You do kabbalah. You do azrika. Take some time. Masha inkein, we didn't think of any avoida could be so short. Rav Huna's Bechadish, just turning over a piece of the murim is called Avoida. And the Gemara wants to, why Taka is that Avoida? Teretz is, that I make it burn quicker is called Avoida, and therefore it's possible to have a case where Tomei Shashimish is only Chayim Mishmayim and not Chayiv Karas.